This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadeep Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly elected Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota. Nepal government arranges separate parking for planes coming from different countries affected by coronavirus. And China extend holiday as coronavirus day toll rises to 80. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadeep Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota at Chital Nivas today. Present on the oath-taking ceremony were Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jang Bahadur Rana, Chair of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina, Defence Minister, Ministers and other high-ranking officials. One person has died and three others sustained injuries in a jeep accident in Okhaldunga this morning. The jeep en route to the headquarters-based Mission Hospital carrying patients fell some 500 down from the road and plunged into the local Gope stream after the driver lost control over it all of a sudden. The deceased has been identified as Santosh Biswakarma, 55, of Champa Devi Rural Municipality, who died on the spot. According to District Police Office Okhaldunga, Police Inspector Sri Prasad Rai, until the filing of this report, preparations were underway to take the injured who were rescued with the help of locals to hospital. Their condition is said to be critical. Police have informed that an investigation is underway into the incident. The government has urged stakeholders to adopt high alertness on the possible risks to the tourism sector from the coronavirus that has spread in some places of the neighboring country, China. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, during a discussion today with stakeholders, urged adaptation of high alertness, although the situation did not warrant much concern. The discussion was held at the Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. Minister Bhattrai informed the stakeholders that the government has prepared for the preventing the spread of virus, stating that the role of the neighboring country, China, was very significant for the promotion of tourism. The tourism minister said the visitors coming from that country have been kept in close surveillance. He said that as per the World Health Organization standard, arrangements have been made for separate parking space at the airport for parking the aircraft coming from countries affected by the virus. The government has made arrangements for the treatment of people infected by coronavirus at the Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Diseases Hospital in Teku in Kathmandu Valley. Arrangements would also be made for the treatment of coronavirus infected people at the hospitals in all the seven states of the country. The unidentified groups have set fire to Ncell towers in various districts such as Chitwan, Sindhuli and Palpa on Sunday night. The tower of the private telecommunications company installed at the Khairani municipality was charged incurring damage to the generator and the transformer, according to District Police Office Chitwan. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ekanaran Koirala said that the fire was doused in support of the locals, security officers and the fire brigade. Meanwhile, an unidentified group set ablaze another Ncell tower at Marinula municipality in Sindhuli on Sunday night. DSP Sam Bahadur Khatri at District Police Office Sindhuli said that police was searching for the culprits, forwarding necessary probe into the case. Similarly, DSP Basanta Pathak at the District Police Ramichap informed that an arson attack on the Ncell tower situated at Ghumsi of Dorambarula municipality in Ramichap was reported. The fire has damaged the cables into the tower. Investigation in the case was underway, police said. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. The number of people killed in China by the coronavirus has risen to 80, with almost 3,000 confirmed ill. The national New Year holiday has been extended by 3 days to Sunday in an attempt to contain the spread. On Monday, Chinese Premier visited Wuhan, the capital of Hubei province and center of the outbreak. The number of deaths in Hubei province has climbed to 56 to 76, with 4 days elsewhere. Wuhan is in lockdown and several other cities have imposed travel bans. The overall number of confirmed cases in China is 2,744. State media say more than 300 are critically ill. At least 42 cases have been confirmed abroad, including Thailand, the United States and Australia. There have been no deaths outside China. Most deaths involve elderly people or those with pre-existing respiratory problems. A woman has died in Australia while taking part in a contest to eat as many lamingtons as possible. The woman, aged 60, is reported to have a seizure during the event at a hotel in Herbie Bay, Queensland, to mark Australia Day on Sunday. Contestant had earlier been filmed speed-eating the lamingtons, a traditional sponge cake covered in chocolate and desiccated coconut. She was given CPR at the scene and taken to hospital but later died. Witnesses said the woman had crammed one of the cakes into her mouth when she appeared to get into difficulties. The Beach House Hotel in Herbie Bay posted a message on Facebook expressing condolences to the family and friends of the woman who has not been named. Eating competitions are a popular game during Australia Day, a national holiday marking the arrival of the first Europeans to Australia. U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna are among 9 people killed in a helicopter crash in the city of Calabasas, California. Bryant, 41, was traveling in a private helicopter when it came down and burst into flames. The LA County Sheriff said there were no survivors. Bryant, a 5-time NBA champion, played for the LA Lakers throughout his career and is considered one of the greatest players in the game's history. Tributes from celebrities and fellow sports stars have been pouring in, many expressing shock at his sudden death. Moments of silence have been observed at basketball games across the U.S. Bryant has also been remembered that at the Grammy Awards, which are being held at the Los Angeles Lakers Stadium. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Vidyadeva Bhandari administers oath of office and secretary to newly elected Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota. Nepal government arranges separate parking for planes coming from different countries affected by coronavirus, and China extends holiday as coronavirus day toll rises to 80. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is we at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.